Jose Kate pulled away than that last one. I messed up my start a little bit. I didn't get on right away, but she was there and I was rushing her, so it worked out. I just fought like hell for my lap.
How does this compare to
Oh, this is so much more special. I mean, like the crowd here, my grandma's here, my mom hasn't seen me race since 2008, my first World Cup, so she wasn't able to come to London, so this is just amazing just to have them here and to share it with so many people. Like track cycling, it's sort of a smaller sport, so we don't get to share it very often with the country, and so to be able to show it off here, what we do, what we love, and just get some momentum for cycling in Canada. I mean, there's so many kinds of cycling. You might have seen the mountain bike and BMX results. Like, there's so many ways to ride a bike. Biking's for everyone. That's the message I want to get across, is just ride your bike. It's so fun, even if it's just casual.
Was there a concern after the morning that maybe you left too much on the track for tonight?
Oh, not at all. We train. This is just like a training day for us. We would have two sessions a day, so we were prepared to come back this afternoon with good legs, and we still have 3 more days of racing, so we have to be ready for it.
So you're
fresh. Well, I'm out of breath right now, but we try to make it so that we can come back. It's so special because so often we travel to the farthest places. No one can be part of it, and especially like the people that have supported me at home, they never get to be part of it, and they never get to see how much the support really means to us and how big of a part they are. So it really means a lot. And also, I'm wearing a special helmet today. Joel Jameson painted it, a kidney transplant patient in Calgary. So it means a lot to be wearing this and to win for him. And he's also celebrating a year since he got his transplant. So it's sort of a celebration for both of us. Yeah.
You talked about just getting, you know, everyone can ride a bike. What's a place like this going to do? You think encouraging more people to get into
cycling? I think that when you have people at the elite level, it sort of trickles down because you see kids are watching it on TV, and now it's like, oh, they can go try it out. I know I'm from Calgary, so after the Olympics, like the luge tryouts, the skeleton tryouts, they all book out just because people are aware of it. And now in Canada, kids can sign up, they can come ride their bikes in the middle of winter. It's just amazing. So yeah. I'm not surprised at all. Like, Kate, for the whole World Cup season, she was also doing bobsleigh, so she never even got a chance to train. We just raced, and then she shipped off to bobsleigh. So once she stopped doing bobsleigh and could focus, I'm not surprised it transferred over. It's the same, like, physiologically, it's the same muscles, the same explosiveness. So she just kind of had to learn how to ride a bike, so I'm not surprised at all.
Kind of just aim to be the best that we could be in the morning, and then kind of leave it all out there and see what happens tonight. So,
is there any extra pressure riding here?
I think that, you know, any home games is always a big deal, but I really tried to kind of just see it as another race, and it just so happened that I had every advantage that I possibly could being here in Melton. So, yeah. Thank you very much.